We're going to go to 2 Kings 15, 4. I am one nervous guy this morning. My wife asked me, I went, you know, preached Bristol 1 year. I actually got to preach 2 years ago. Yeah, break that out. But I got, you know, I preached Bristol. My wife told me, she said, do you ever get nervous? My boy, he'll be shaking like this. And I said, Lord, yeah, I get nervous. And I said, I get nervous when I get my home church. And he said, well, you don't act like it. I said, well, you can't see the inside. I think I'm extra nervous today. It's just, ugh. And I don't give out flattery. I ain't one to give out flattery. You can ask my wife that. If I don't like it, I don't like it. I'm just a plain fella. But Lord, get up and try to follow Brother Savage. Just ain't got no education. But I'm going to do my best. I promise y'all, brothers, I promise you. Y'all will believe me, won't you? You won't? Y'all will believe me, won't you? I had this message before I left Alabama. I didn't wait till I got here to get it. You ask my wife. I mean, you don't believe me, believe her. And Brother Savage called back and said, you going to stay around and preach for me, ain't you? This just got on my heart. Just like that. And I can't get nothing out. I got another one. Maybe tonight, Lord, you know, I got to preach to you. But, you know, you used to, Lord, I'm supposed to be vandalized, I'm not pastor. Y'all sisters is used to preachers getting up. They always preaching on the sisters. They are bad about that, ain't they? Us preachers, we always preaching on the sisters. I'm going to preach to the brothers today. So if you sisters don't back me up, that's your hard luck. Amen. 2 Kings 4 and 18. I'm looking for a clock, and I don't see one nowhere. So I don't know when to quit. You let me know when it's 1. My wife will let me know before then, I think. Amen. I do get long-winded sometimes. Sometimes I don't, but sometimes I do, especially around home. But 4 and 18, I'm not going to read the whole story. You should know it. And it said, and when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father, to the reaper. And he said unto his father, my head, my head. And he said to a lad, carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Now, I set a time where I won't preach to 1 o'clock. I'm not going to read that whole story, but you know the story. Everybody know that story? How the man of God came by, and they would take him in and feed him. And then they said, let's build him a room. He said, let's build him a room. They built him a room, put him a bed, you know, stuff in there. I preached a while back. Well, I preached a good many times, but I preached a while back at a church, and my half the folks was out, and I preached on them scriptures. I preached on build the preacher a room. And when I got through, the pastor, it was on Saturday night, the pastor begged me to come back Sunday morning and re-preach it when all his folks were there. I said, I can't do that. He said, come on, you got a sister. He'll take care of it. Be back down here and preach that again in the morning. But I said, I can't do that, you know. So he made tapes of them, laid them out on the thing, and said they're free. Amen. But that's not what I'm going to preach on today. And I hope I picked the right message for the right service. I really do. You know, and the story, then the man of God told her she'd have a child, and she had that child, and you know, after not having one, and then it got sick, and it died, and she went to the man of God, and the man of God came and raised it from the dead. You know all the story. I ain't got no notes. This didn't come out of a book, nothing but the Bible. I preached this down at home. Amen, but I want to preach on where is daddy. Where is daddy? Amen. I mean, God just left my heart. I heard a man, never heard another man preach on it in my life. Never heard nobody try to touch this subject that I ever know of. But years ago, I heard a man mention this. Lord, it's been years ago. It seemed like I was going to Bristol. We'd ride to Bristol and back. And a brother went out there and back with me. And he mentioned these scriptures. And said something about a Father's Day message or something. And that hung into me. And for years, it never come back to me. But a while back, amen, I preached it at home. And all at once, this come back to me. And I thought, man, where's daddy? I mean, I read to you here where a child grew up and it went. And it was out there with their daddy. And it got sick. And he took a young man and said, take him to his mother. And when she got there, she held him in her lap, and there he died. Well, daddy come home, amen, and she said, would you give me a young man and saddle me an ass, and amen, let me run to the man of God. And you know the story how she went to the man of God. Amen. And she got there and he come and God raised the child. And that's all great and wonderful. But I always wondered how come daddy didn't pray for him. I always wondered how come daddy didn't take him to the man of God. Amen. I mean, come on now. We come out here and prayed last night. And Brother Savage got up to talk. And I told Brother Ricky, I said, I already got my message. Amen. But I said, I'm going to preach on that tomorrow. Where is our men at? How come our daddies ain't praying? How come our daddies can't take somebody? Amen. Our children to God. How come daddy can't get a hold of God when the child has got a fever? Where's our daddies at today? Did you have a prayer meeting? You have a women's prayer meeting? I got this before I let go. You have a women's prayer meeting? You liable to have 15, 20, 30 women praying. You have a men's prayer meeting, and you're lucky if you got six. Yeah. Got to preach. I mean, where daddy at? I mean, go get your mama to pray for you. Where's daddy? You don't know how to pray? I mean, how come daddy didn't settle up the ass? How come daddy didn't go to the man of God? How come daddy didn't cry out to God? How come daddy didn't get a hold of God? Amen. How come the men ain't doing the praying today? I'm here. Amen. Second Timothy. We'll read John 15:1 first. I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Huh? Amen. He's doing his duty. 2 Timothy 2:6 said, the husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruit. Amen. Now look what the word husbandman meant. Come on now. Ones whose business is to cultivate the ground. It was one of the first occupations, and it was esteemed most honorable. Amen. We hear people all the time saying, you've heard the message, amen, break up the fallow ground. We hear, oh man, I feel it, whether y'all do or not. We hear preachers preach. Amen. Our church nowadays is not a praying church like it used to be. It seems like people just don't pray like they used to. I mean, I preached a meeting I preached years ago when it was a holiness church. When I first got to preaching there, I used to preach that church. And you go to that church, and when you drove up, off down, if you're looking at the church off down, amen, behind the church off over there, you'd hear sisters. I mean, you could hear them ringing out to God 30 minutes before church time. I mean, they were praying. You're talking about miracles and things taking place. I mean, but you'd hear them crying and squalling and pleading with God for the service that night. But I told them 30-something years ago when I walked out there, if you didn't careful, no, you wouldn't hear them sisters. Amen. Because of the rout of the church back in there. Amen. You could hear the men crying out. I mean, they had a place bigger than that, big as that platform wallered out where they pray. Amen. 30, 45 minutes before church. Amen. But I went back to that church a while back. They call me. I never did figure it out. Charismatics it could be. Brain balancers everywhere. It's worldly. I'm talking about a charismatic church. And that preacher called me and said, would you come and preach our meeting, our annual meeting? And I called him back at on the matching machine. I told him, I said, can you leave this? I called back. I said, yeah, I'll come. Yeah, I'll come. And I asked some of them old brothers still holding. I said, how did I get in there? He said, a bunch of us that still believes in it, said we decided we need a last change. And we told that man, we want Brother Ralph Lau to come in here. And that preacher got up and said, well, now he can preach. I've been preaching for a year. He can preach, but he'll shine your shoes. Come on now. But we went in there and eating up a charismatic. But you know how come? Because they quit praying. They quit seeking God. They need that fallow ground needs to be plowed up. But whose job is it to break up the fallow ground? It is the husbandman. People says, how come? When is our church ever going to get back to praying? It's when our men. Maybe I ought to make this short and sweet. I don't know. Come on now. Mark, amen, we read of a, I ain't gonna read but one verse, but Mark in the ninth chapter, we read of a, of a man that came, and I preached. One time I preached on You're in the Right Bunch. Amen. Preached John Galbert's. One time on the right bunch in that scripture, where they brought this child to the disciples, and they couldn't do nothing about it. Jesus come down there and said, "What was y'all talking about? This father, come on now, of the child." 21st verse, and said, he asked his father, "How long ago is it since this came up unto him?" And he said, "Of a child." But they brought him to his disciples, and they couldn't do nothing. Amen. But I preached on You in the Right Bunch. I said, "You just bring them on to Holiness Church. We might not get a hold of God right off, but if you keep on bringing Him," I said, "we're the bunch Jesus visited a lot. We might not get it the first service, but you keep on. He always comes by." And them disciples said, "Just hang around. We ain't doing nothing, but our master will be back in a little while. And when he gets here, they'll do something about it." Amen. But when they got there, amen, when Jesus got there, amen, it said, and he asked the Father, "How long's it been?" Amen. And God, you know, the Lord delivered him. I cast it out. It told him in the fire. Amen. It told him in the water. It tried to destroy him and everything else. Amen. But Jesus said, "If you can believe, then all things are possible." And the Father cried out, "I believe. Help thou my unbelief." I'm telling you, I felt a daddy that carried a child of God that was depossessed, and he got delivered. I'm telling you, if we could get the daddies to pray it again, we'd get that children in church. Your sisters look like you're stunned. He said, "All I can get a hold of." Job 1:4. And his sons went and fasted in their houses, every one his day, and sit and call for their three sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent, and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart." Thus did Job continually. Men know. You know what men does? Hard to be looking to women doing this. You know what the men does know? I preach this in my home church, so it ain't nothing new. Amen. The men says, "I have to work. I got a job." Do you not think Job worked? He was the richest man in that country. But he said he rose up early in the morning. What's wrong with us that we can't get up early? How come we can't get up early before our job and get out on our knees and said, "My children might curse God in their heart. My children might have done this." Amen. I'm telling you, we'll never have the church that we need until we get daddy praying. Hallelujah! You want a church fall? Get me in a praying! Y'all women ain't mad at me, are you? I'm not putting you down. I tell you something. There's something about a man. Have you ever? Oh, Lord, I feel it in my heart. I've been preaching for 30-something years. About 33 years, I guess. Getting where I can't remember nothing. Started May 71. So I guess May was 33 years. And I preached a lot of revivals, a lot of places. I've watched many a time preaching a service. Husband, wife sitting back there. Maybe children sitting back there. Preach conviction down, and the woman get under conviction. Y'all sisters are going to help me. The woman of that household get under conviction. Begin to cry. Come to the altar and pray. And many a time, 90% more of the time, amen, that husband will sit back on that pew while that woman goes to the altar and prays. Even the children a lot of times are set back there. And while that mama's in up there praying through and getting saved. And that husband, he'll sit there and get up and walk out. But I've also watched as I preached across this land. Any time that I was in a meeting and a husband, wife, and a family was sitting back there, if that man got under conviction, if that man started praying, if that daddy got under conviction, and if he got up first and started to that altar, that woman always followed him. Come on now, and the majority of the time the children would fall right in behind them because they'd say, that's my daddy. If daddy believes it, if daddy's touched, then it's real. Come on now. I'm telling you, there's something about a man praying in a star home, in a star family, in a star church. We need our daddies. And I pray again. Like I usually do. I'll get personal. I don't reckon I know you from Adam's house cat, do I? If I ever met you, I didn't think so. You never met me. So I don't know nothing about you. You may be the prayingest man in this church, and you may be the unprayingest man in this church. I don't know. And God ain't showed me. Y'all told me I could act like myself. I don't know how many children you got. I don't know nothing about you. But I can tell you one thing. If you need your family stirred for God, nobody can stir them like you. Nobody can stir them like you. I'm telling you, if I don't know you, do I? I ain't going to hurt your feelings, am I? Come on. Stand up. If I can get you to walking up this aisle, every service, get you walking up this aisle with tears running down your face, amen, and get in these altars, amen, and I mean cry out to God every service, and every time a prayer meeting's come, you're here praying. I'm telling you, it won't be long until your whole family will be doing the same thing. I need the daddies. I hope I ain't hurt. I ain't hurt your feelings, have I? Would it work? I said, would it work? Well, I want to ask you something. If you believe that works, what if you had about 25 more daddies in here every time? I mean, we had enough of daddies praying around these altars, a crying and a squalling and saying, God help us. Amen. Root the women back out. Make them pray at the seats. I don't know you, do I? I don't know who you do. Don't know who your daddy is. Don't know who your mama is. I don't know if they come here, don't come here, don't know. But them tears is rolling out of your eyes. You're sitting there crying and squalling. And you know how come? Because you're looking and said, I wish my daddy would be the one of the first ones that would plant the valley ground. I really don't hurt y'all sister's feeling. But God did put the man first. He did put the husband ahead of the woman. The woman ain't supposed to lead the husband. The husband's supposed to lead the wife. But what are we leading them? I'll just be honest with you. I hope it don't hurt y'all's feelings. Huh? But I get sick and hear, tired of hearing this. That there ain't no love like a mother's love. Come on now, there sits my wife. You go ask my children, is that so? Come on now. You ask my wife, if one of my children gets sick, who they want to get a hold of? They call their mama and say, where's daddy? My boy called me the other day. Don't come on, bear with me a minute in my folly. Will you do it? My boy the other day married, got two children. His fever was 103. He called the other day, and I was in there. Wife brought me the phone and said, here's Mark. I got the phone. I said, hello. He said, daddy, my fever is 103. I'm sick. Pray, daddy. Would you pray, daddy? And while I got up and went in there, my wife said, what did he want? I said, he's burning up with fever. He's wanting prayer. She said, how come he didn't talk to me? How come he didn't tell me? Hello now. Will y'all bear with me a minute, my folly? Amen, my wife, I tell you, you know why he called me? I was a daddy that he'd heard prayers a day. His daddy, when he come home from school, down on his knees, begging God. Come on now. I don't know if I got him mad or sad. Where's daddy? How come daddy couldn't go to that man of God? How come daddy didn't go to him? You know what is our problem? Let me tell you what our problem is. Have you ever noticed in church, if a woman gets up testifying or doing anything, and they get to crying, we get touched, and it helps us. Oh, I love when my wife can testify so good. She'll get up to crying and testifying at church, blesses everybody. But you ever noticed, amen, when a man gets up, a grown man gets up and gets to testifying and a crying and a squalling, talking about what they need to do. I mean, everybody in the house gets to crying. I mean, there's a spirit gets in there. But you know what our problem is? We got too much stinking pride to get up out of our seats and get in the altar and say, God, I failed you. I failed my wife. I failed my children. I failed my church. You want a revival in this church? Pray, men, pray. I can't do it. I just can't do it. Some men said, I can't do it. My wife ain't helping me. Hogwash. What are you? A wimp. I read. I don't read like some of these guys. I ain't got the books they got. And I got a few. I got 2,000. Got them 59 cents a piece. Can't afford them. I find them at the thrift store and I grab them. You know. I was reading the other day. Brother Savage probably all never listened to it, knows this. I don't even know what book I was reading. And I was reading through that book and it just stunned me. I went back and read it again. And I read it again. And it was an old preacher writing. And he said that John Wesley, the great work that man done. He's one of the greatest men ever walked, I guess. Started the Methodist Church, sanctified then. I was reading that. I don't know if it's so or not, but that man, old man said it. He said, John Wesley, you know, and his mother. It's always talking about his mother. What's her name? Susanna. Always talking about his mother. His mother made him what he was and how she prayed and stuff. But I read in there and said, as much as John Wesley done, he said John Wesley would have been a great man if it hadn't been he married the wrong woman. What? And I turned around and I read that again and said if it hadn't been for the woman that he married, he would have done greater. It didn't say nothing about her, but you could read between lines. He must not have had a woman, a wife that was helping him a whole lot. But what I got out of it, if that man could be what he was and had the wrong woman, then my Lord, what could me and you be with the praying women we got?
I don't know.
Where's Daddy at? When prayer meeting's going on, Mama's praying, crying, where's Daddy at? Oh, he's down there working overtime. Sister Savage, I read that whole book. I'll be honest with you, I'm a little crazy. I read mine first. I guess that's pitiful, ain't it? But I did. Man, I'm in a book. I believe I'm going to read it. I said, I'm going to read that before I have a heart attack and die. I'm in a book. But then I went back and started first and started reading. And I read that in about Claude Ely. Claude Ely said, in that message, he said, used to, men got up in the morning and they would take a day off from work and go into the mountains and pray and fast all day. They'd take a day off from work and go into the mountains and pray and fast all day for the church and revival.
I believe he said this. I might have said it, but I think he said.
He said, now, if he didn't say it, I said it. Now, if they take a day off, they go get their boat and go fishing. If there's going to be any sacrificing, it's going to be for a deer or a turkey. It ain't going to be for their lost children or their lost grandchildren or their cult. when it comes time, come on now, that one of you can pray, and the other can't on count of the children. You need to say, kick your feet back, honey. I'll go pile up the ground. And then when you get it plowed up, you come back and say, now, honey, you can go pray. I don't even know if you was here the other night, last night, prayer meeting or not. I don't know. I can't remember nothing. Don't worry about it. I hope you was. But if you wouldn't, don't you wish you was now? Not now. Hey, I'm being nice. I really am being nice. Down at home, if they just keep on, I'll walk over and say, you I'm talking to. Do I? I mean, I walk around and say, it's you I'm talking to. I mean, why are you shoveling that back counter when you're the dude that needs it? Yeah. Amen. I guess I ought to quit. Huh? There's a lawyer one time. He was a great lawyer. I mean, the greatest. He was one of the greatest lawyers. He wrote books on the law. He was the greatest. He knew the law from lid to lid. He was one of the greatest attorneys ever walked into a courtroom. And there was a judge. That was his friend. He got to be a big time judge. The lawyer died. And that judge, he was sitting one day, and this lawyer's son come before him, I believe for murder. He come up robbery and murder. He come before that judge. And that judge looked at that young man and said, what a disgrace you have brought against your father, your daddy. Said one of the greatest lawmen, lawyers, a man that ever wrote books, wrote lectures on the law. And said, here you are standing before me to be sentenced. I believe it was to be sentenced to death. I remember, I forget. But to be sentenced. And said, your daddy, that kind of attorney, kind of law, and said, you brought such a disgrace to him. Said, have you got anything to say? He looked up at him and said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But what's that? He said, my daddy was the greatest lawyer and the greatest attorney that ever walked and wrote all them books. And he was the best. But he said, he sure wasn't much of a daddy. Because he never spent one time hour with me. He never had time to talk to me or to advise me in anything. My mother had to raise me, and he never had time for me. I read of another attorney, and he made a great, wonderful attorney. And one day, amen, he wrote a speech, and in that speech, he said, all the gifts that I ever received, my daddy gave me the greatest. He said, one Christmas, he brought me a box when I was a young man, just a young lad, and gave me a box. Amen. And I opened that box up, and there was a letter, a card in it, a letter. And in that card and letter, he said, "Son, I offer you this day as a gift. From this, the rest of all this year, I'm going to give you 1 hour every day of my time. We'll do anything you want to do. As busy as I am, I'm going to give you 1 hour every day. We'll play ball. We'll do whatever you want to do. But I'll give you that 1 hour every day." And that lawyer said he never ceased to give me that hour. And he said, not only that, until the day he died, he always gave me the same thing every Christmas and redone it every year. And he said, I am what I am today because of my daddy. Long. My daddy died when I was 14 years old, and I got worried about preaching this, Whitney. God dealt my heart with this. I thought, Lord, her and her sister be there, that wife would be there, and I sure didn't don't mean to preach nothing to hurt you. But I thought, my daddy died when I was 14 years old. I worshipped him. Although he was a bootlegger. We re-hit one of the last gallons when he died. But he never let us touch it. He never let us have nothing to do with it. My mama was a holiness woman. My daddy would look at us and said, you will dress and you will respect your mama and her God. My sisters were never allowed to wear breeches, shorts, or anything. He said, you will respect your mama and her God. I told him my daddy sat home. Amen, and handle kids better. Amen, and me and Ken sitting right in the church by him. My daddy said, you're going to church, and I'm out here telling you, getting up, going to the bathroom. After that church service, amen, I will cut the blood out of you when you get home. You will sit in that church by your mother, and you will not get up and go out. Amen. And if we ever did, I always wondered how he found out. Mama never said she didn't tell him. I always said that stupid devil went home and told him. Amen. But we know better than to get up and walk out. But when my daddy died at 14 years old, amen, after he died, I drank the first pint of whiskey. Amen. I started going. Although my mama was a praying woman, my mama was a godly woman. My mama died, I'd come in drinking. Amen. Lay down in the bed. I'd hear her knees hit the floor, have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to go to work. And I'd hear her prayer at 10 o'clock in the morning, God, don't let my boys go to hell. Please, God, don't let my boys go to hell. Amen. But I turned out so awful. But I always thought, if my daddy had lived, if my daddy had got saved, if my daddy had stayed in my life, I never would. I call now, if daddy had been a holiness man, if daddy had been a praying man, I never would have went to jail. My brother be alive today. Oh, daddy, mama. Help me out today. Boy, I'm going to get in trouble now. They're out and staying today. Don't blame mama. Daddy's the one that's supposed to have them in the house of God. I thought I read in the Bible where the man's supposed to be the head of the house. Rule his own house. Well.
They out riding the road, 18, 19-year-old, still living at their house. And they in church. Don't blame mama. It's daddy set the rules. Ever come, Brother Savage. Maybe the last time. You know why? You know why your church ain't got no more than this guy? It's the men. I don't mean to hurt the feeling, don't want them turn against me. It's the men. You cannot tell me, come on. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. I'm going to leave you out because you don't most of the time. You should pray every week. Just to do it. 24 counting you. And they some ain't up here. They some ain't here. 24 men. You tell me. 24 men in this prayer meeting. Every time the prayer meeting. 24 men here. Crying out to God for our lost loved ones, our lost loved ones, our lost loved ones, our lost loved ones, God, our lost loved ones, oh God. Tell me they wouldn't start coming through them doors. Tell me they wouldn't start coming to these altars. And we had 24 men getting up early every morning, maybe for 30 minutes before church, before work time, they're down saying, God, I got some love to say, God. I mean, if 24 count you in here now, 25, can I preach a minute or two? 25 men said, God, Brother Ricky's brother is lost. Oh, God, oh, don't let it. Oh, tell me. Tell me. I don't even know his name. Brother Savage just done it. One's lost. Ricky. 24, 25 men praying every day. Every day. My God, our pastor's son is lost. My God, for 29 years he's preached at this church. 29 years he tried to leech our loved ones. My God, can't you move on his boy? I tell you what, he wouldn't stay lost long. You never met a preacher like me, have you? You don't ever. Nobody tries to mock me. And I ain't got sense enough to mock nobody. But I sure would like to see somebody pray get saved around this country. I can't meet you. I don't know you do. Don't know you do. But why can't me and you? I mean me and you. You know, just me and you. Say I was up here, you know. Just think about being one of the brothers here. me and you. I mean, how come me and you? I mean, just me and you can't come up here to this altar. I mean, and me and you can't get down right here. And I mean, me and you can cry and pray. Hey, man, my brother Ricky. I mean, we gonna pray as the Bible said, amen, in Luke 18, amen, 6, 7, and 8 said, amen, hey God, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect that cry unto him day and night, though he bear lonely, I tell him, he will avenge him speedily. I mean, how come me and you, if it said any two agree and touch it any one thing, it shall be done? How come me and you can't pray him in? I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Well, I don't know what to do now. I sure am preaching my heart out. I don't know how old you are. 17 years old. Your daddy here? Your daddy's here. Won't you walk over by him? You don't ever find another preacher behind you. You ain't gonna hurt your feelings, man. You ain't gonna let me hurt your feelings. Huh? Nah. Walk over by him. You ain't gonna let me hurt your feelings. I mean, 17, you're a good boy. I love Jackie, you're a good boy. You're a good boy.
But you're 17.
I was 17 one time. 17 one time.
Y'all go to the bar with me? Me and my father?
I was 17 years old. You know, I got saved when I was 18. Got in jail when I was 17. About 10 days, 11 days before I turned 18, that jail cell started praying. I was 17, 18 years old. I couldn't pray now. I really couldn't. I didn't know how to pray no higher. Now, you ask my wife. Now I get up and pray for 4 hours. Never get up. When I get through, I still ain't through. I still ain't praying for everybody I need to. I mean, just for an illustration. Y'all don't let me hear you, just an illustration. Could you turn around and look at your dad and say, Dad, I really don't know how to pray like I need to. Daddy, can I get you to teach me? Can I get you to teach me, Daddy, to really be a praying man? Can you turn around and tell him that? I don't know what to do yet, but would you just take it by the hand and say, let's get up here around the altar. Stand. You stand while I finish. You get out. It don't matter to me. I mean, if you get the hold of you so strong, just get out and start praying. It don't matter to me. You obey God's tongue. You feel like getting somebody up, you do it. Does anybody feel this beside me? I've been sitting here, I've been watching you cry. I don't know how old you are. I don't know if you're married or not. Is your daddy here? Huh? Is your daddy sad? Your daddy living? Is he saved? Huh? What's stepdad? Is he saved? Is he here? here, somewhere else. Got anybody lost? They let no one to blow my. I saw me a fire with the sun in me while I yelled, sitting in me a shut it up. I sat my sword in me. I said, man, I was sitting it done by the wheel in me with a no whipping at me. It's just you finally. And the air fit don't be caught your system. I said, my friend, what? Nay, my elf must be in my. Huh? Don't we need to pray more? Don't we pray, need to pray more? We got any lost people here today? Are you lost? I don't know who's lost who ain't. Oh, I wish I knew if he's lost. Would you stand up? Could you stand up with me? You're lost. Been lost for about a year and a half. Do you want to stay lost? Would you like to be saved today? Why don't you say, Daddy's, that Daddy's, I fixed to come to the altar.
Come to that altar.
Will you pray me through?
Y'all pray for me through.
Call, son. Is there anybody else lost? Call Daddy, pray for it. Pray with it. If you're lost today, you ain't got to be. You ain't got to be. You ain't got to be. Come on, sisters. Come on, sisters. Y'all pray to her. Come on, saints of God, and let's pray. Get a hold of the horns of the altar. Hallelujah. Hold on. Believe God. Trust God today. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Many times my mind gets wrapped up in trouble. My heart gets sometimes I sink so low till it seems I touch bottom. I kneel down to reach up. He pulls me through. I pray. And I ask my Lord,
oh God,
to help me change
red hot coals from the altar tonight.
I pray my way out of trouble.
Oh God, and give us a prayer.
And those tears, God,
touch us, Lord, with light.
While my
teardrops.
Away.
Oh God, this morning. Hallelujah.
Smallest
hallelujah.
Prayer from the world's biggest sinner brings a smile.
Praise your wonderful name. Glory, 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 glory.
Any time I'm in trouble,
that's right.
I wash my heart in the water.
Oh, God.
Praise
your name. Spirit of God.
I pray my way out of trouble
today, God.
And I have found.
Blessed be God
to help me each day.
Praise your name, praise your name. That's right.
I pray my way out of trouble.
God, pray on. Hallelujah.
And those God, nail scarred hands.
God's grace.
My teardrops away. Smallest prayer from the world.
Praise God.
Biggest sinner.
Praise God.
Brings a smile to God's sad face. So I try to him anytime I'm in trouble. Wash my heart in the waters of my Savior's grace. I pray my way out of trouble.
Oh, sweet Holy Ghost.
And I ask my
sweet Holy Ghost. Amen, saints of God. Get a hold of the horns of the altar while the spirit of prayer is here today.
Pray.
Do a fresh work of the spirit in your heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, what a godly son.
Hallelujah. Ask God for great mercies. Great mercies. To reach yonder. Amen. Where we cannot reach. Amen.
What a fellowship.
God's grace.
What a joy.
God's grace.
God's
mercy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
What a blessedness.
Oh,
what a peace
God.
Is mine.
Thank you today.
Leaning on His arm. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend. He's my God. I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus. I found out that if I trust Him, what a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on His arms. What a blessed one in this pilgrim way, leaning on His arms. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend. He's my God. I'm learning how to live and depend on Jesus. I found out that if I trust Him, He will provide. walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on His arm. Oh, I brought the path, grows from day to day, leaning on His arm. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend. He's my God. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out that if I trust Him, He will provide. What am I to dread? What am I to fear? Leaning on His arm, a blessed peace with my Lord is near. Leaning on His arms, learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. He's my friend, He's my God, learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out that if I trust Him, He will provide. Things look